USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There's a military flyover in Florida at the Daytona 500 where President Trump, the Grand Marshal.
Fans will scream and the great American race will begin. For 500 heart-pounding miles, these fierce competitors will chase the checkered flag.
He speaks to the crowd with wife Melania by his side and then takes a historic lap around the track in the Beast, his bulletproof black presidential limo. He also asks the folks at NASCAR for a radio and speaks directly to the drivers. Listen.
Drivers, this is President Trump, and it was an honor to open the Daytona 500. Have a phenomenal day. Have a great race. Be safe. God bless you. We love you.
Now, due to the weather, the race called off. Instead, it's scheduled for Monday afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The Democrats running for president descend on Nevada ahead of the caucuses this coming Saturday. Lines long at some precincts for early voting. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg skipping all the early states, including Nevada. He's busy campaigning in Virginia ahead of Super Tuesday.
Virginia was the first state I came to when I launched my campaign a couple of months ago. And since then, I've been to 62 cities and 25 states. But I've been to Virginia more than anywhere else.
And Bloomberg telling supporters,
I was here just last week in Norfolk. I was meeting with veterans starting businesses, including one who opened a bakery. And yesterday was my birthday, so I might as well go back and get a piece of cake.
And some speculating in political circles, Bloomberg could pick Hillary Clinton to be his running mate, but so far nothing confirmed by the campaign. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A dozen men accused of being terrorists under arrest in Germany. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Reuters reporting that 12 men were in different parts of the country when they were all rounded up and taken into custody. That after a judge ruled that they should remain detained pending more investigation. The German government's case claims the group that calls itself Hardcore has been under scrutiny since the end of last summer. The report says prosecutors claim that the men had been communicating using WhatsApp and meeting to plan attacks on politicians, asylum seekers, and Muslims.
The Census Bureau may be having some issues with its latest technology.
The stakes are high when a major civic exercise involves a large population, new technology that has not been thoroughly tested, and an entire country waiting on the results. Some observers worry this year's census carries the same potential, except on an infinitely larger scale. The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.